like to dedicate this year for Shlema, for a 10th grade boy who's in critical condition from the tragedy in Meron, Yosef Azriel Ben Chaya Michal, a person from our community, among all the Chol Yisrael, that we should just see Refuah, Nechama, and Yeshua. And clearly when you have something like this, such a terrible tragedy, it behooves us to wake up and to introspect. And therefore, it's appropriate what we're going to learn today as a model to give us a little bit of food for thought on what we can do 2 weeks before Shavuos to be Mekabel the Torah in the proper way. So double Parsha, Bahar B'chukosai. We'll take a look, Mirtz Hashem, today at the beginning of Parshas B'chukosai. Pasuk, first Pasuk in Parshas B'chukosai, very familiar Pasuk. Im B'chukosai Teilechu. If you follow my decrees, ve'et mitzvotai tishmoru, and you observe my commandments, va'asitem otam, and you perform them, then the next pasuk, ve'natati gishmechem bi'itam, I'll give you rain at the right times, etc., all the different brachos found in our parsha. So when you take a look at this, the source 1a, Rashi, this verse contains three phrases that seem to be repeating each other. Their combined meaning is as follows. If you will follow my decrees by engaging in intensive Torah study, chukotai teilechu to you emelim b'Torah, with the intention that such study will lead you to observe my commandments properly, and if you actually do perform them, you will merit the blessings given in the following verse. And again, this is what is concerning the Mefarshim. It seems to repeat each other. If you follow my decrees, observe my commandments, perform them. Or if you observe my commandments, obviously you're performing them. So I'd like to learn together, Mirtz Hashem, today, a medrash. Very, very beautiful medrash. I'd like to look at the two parts of the medrash. Let's look at the medrash in the entirety, source 2. Amar Rabbi Chama, the son of Rabbi Chaninya, Im shamartem et Torah, hareini ma'aleh alechem kilu atem asitem ota. God has said, if the people of Israel, if you observe the mitzvahs of the Torah, I will reckon it for you as if you yourselves made it. Vasitem otam, made it, referring to what? Made it, referring to the Torah. Made it is the mitzvahs. That is, God gives him full credit for his achievement, although without divine assistance, it would have been impossible. We get credit for the mitzvahs, even though Hashem is the one who enables us to do it. Vasitem otam, you get credit for the mitzvahs. It says, if you made the mitzvahs, if you made the Torah. Second interpretation, Amar Rabbi Chaninya Bar Pape, Amar Lahem, Im shamartim et Torah, hareini male alechem, if you keep the Torah, I consider it ki'ilu asitem atzmechem. It says, if you made yourselves. So, again, the notes in the Medrash, in source number 2a, the bottom, God created the world in his infinite kindness, for there's no person that deserved to be created. But one who observes the Torah, that has made himself worthy of being created through his own merits, hence it's reckoned retroactively as though he created himself. So we need to understand a little bit this idea. What does it mean to make the Torah, to make the mitzvahs? What does it mean to make yourself? Try to understand that conceptually as well as to much as we can practically. And this is what the Birkat Mordechai notes in 2b. Mao tochen amachloket, v'shema shnehem emet. Is it one or the other? How do we get to the core of what this argument is about? So I'd like to take a look on the first level of, we're referring to making Torah mitzvahs, and I'd like to look at this on two levels, Mirtz Hashem, and then we'll take a look at what does it mean to make yourself and see that from a number of vantage points as well. The Tasha Rebbe in Avodah Avodah asks, Ve'no muvan ma kavana b'zeh v'chi hava mina shekasher b'nei so mekaimim ha-mitzvah lo yechashev lem kilu ehim asa'am. What does it mean when the Medrash says as if you've made them? Well, obviously, when you do a mitzvah, you've done the mitzvah. You perform them. Like, what is the Medrash getting at? So he says there's another Medrash based on the pasuk Mi Higdami Vashalem. Who can Mi Yachol Lagdima Tabari Baruch Hu B'Masav? Who can really do anything in terms of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him, which means the following. We really don't deserve a reward, the Medrash says, because whatever we do is based on Hashem giving this to us. So Hashem gives me a roof, so I make a house. I make a fence. Hashem gives me a son, so I do a pitcher and a ben. But Hashem is the one who's given me this. So anything that I'm doing is really coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then what? Where is my role in all this? Where is my place in all this? What can I do that's me, G'danmi v'shalem? What can I do to almost preempt, to be able to get a reward on my own? Because really everything that I have and everything that happens is coming from Hashem. So he explains the following. And this is our first explanation of Vasita Motam. Ketubis far makadoshim also the high dichti mikdan v'shalem lo kai elokim mitzvah asay v'lo tasek ketuvim b'tara. The afim adam mekayim kol mitzvah k'dabari in a roil lekavos char minatim ki kol mashoseh kolu bekoach habari baruchu. Truth be told, he says, is that any mitzvah we do, and asay lo tasay positive guarding, we really don't deserve a reward for it, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu enables us to do this. He gives us the wherewithal, he infuses the energy, it's all from Hashem. Aval 3a, Kasher Hadam Ovedet Hashem, Gam Binyanei Rishut, Shigam Bishat Shosek Binyanim HaGashmim, Mechevan Bahem L'Shem Shemayim L'Kayim Mitzvah Abari Baruch Hu. What we're talking about here is a whole different aspect. This is a very Hasidic idea, that we're not talking about a mitzvah here. We're talking about a davar shel rishut, something that is permissible, what we call neutral, eating, exercising, you know, whatever it may be. And at this very neutral act, I am able to elevate this act and say, I am exercising in order to have the energy to do the following mitzvahs. I'm eating to have the energy to serve Hashem. I'm sleeping in order to be able to wake up with rejuvenated forces. When I do this, when I am a kaddish umetaher atzmo, that it's not about my physical pleasure, it's that I am elevating everything to Kaddish Baruch Hu. Kivan behem l'shem shamayim hafach b'zeh merah l'to b'to b'chirato. Then I am creating, so to speak, a spiritual act when it wasn't commanded. So nicha, when something's commanded, I really don't deserve a reward. Hashem command me to do this. But here, I'm able to take something that Hashem didn't directly command, and I'm able to transform this act into something spiritual. When I do something like this, v'hainu, next page on 4, ayidei shichavein b'cholos v'yotav ha'gashmim l'shem shemayim, when I'm elevating my physical acts to Hashem, shigam be'edos go b'nyanei olam hazeh yidbak nafshol el tanuk ha'alyon v'lo tanuk ha'gashmim chas v'shol, and my focus isn't just on enjoying the physical food, but enable to utilize that energy to serve Hashem, then as you scale a kabbalah scharam mitzanatin, A, you're deserving of reward, and B, that's vasitem otam. That is making them. That is creating them. You are creating, so to speak, aspects of holiness. And he says that's the idea of the word bichukotai. There's a lot of Torah on the word bichukotai. Bichukotai means the chok, the things that are embedded into this world. The waves of the world, if I'm able, im bechukosai telechu, you're able to walk with Hashem in these aspects, and that misosav tishmor, you're able to have dveikus b'Hashem, if you do this, az vasitem atem, then it's as if you have ki'ilu atem b'atzmechem asitem v'chidashtem zot ha-mitzvah. It's as if you created this type of mitzvah. And this is the ability that we all have. And he explains a little bit deeper. He says, in source number 5, we know, Chazal tell us, based on the Pesukim, that on the Chol Siach HaSadeh Terem Yeba Aretz, Ki Lo Im Tira Hashem Elokim Al Aretz V'adayim Ayin La'avodet Adama, that there was nothing grew on the ground because man wasn't there, Adam Arishon, to daven for the rain. So if Adam's not there to daven for the rain, so it's useless until there's someone who can appreciate it. So on a deeper level, Hainu lavodet ha'bari baruch hu binyanei adama. It didn't rain, until a person was there, Ayin Lavodata Dhamma, who is able to work the ground, to work the Gashmias, the physicality. Perishavin Jezel Tachlis Abriya, when he understood that this is the point of creation, then Hashem was able to bring down the rain. And that's what we have to understand, that the physical world here, Hashem was like waiting, that somebody could appreciate the physical world is meant to be able to utilize for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is our challenge. Our challenge is to be able to recognize that Kol Inyanei Olam Hazeh, the end of seven, Heim Hevel Havalim HaKol Hevel, everything in this world is so limited. And you have one type and you want another type and you want another desire, to be able to recognize that we can take these desires and elevate them toward Hashem. Vasita Matam 1a, we can create, so to speak, spirituality. We have this ability by walking with Hashem in our quote unquote day in, day out life, and be able to elevate them, be able to focus them on closeness to Hashem. The second idea, the Birkas Mordechai brings down. He says, no, I mean, yes, that is true, but there's a deeper understanding. That Hashmira Oseh Tatara Atzma, when you guard the Torah, Vasitem Otem, Shvartem, Vasitem, you're creating the Torah itself. Hatara Atzma, Baali Dei Shlemos. The Torah itself, if we can even say such a thing, comes to the wholeness only when a person keeps it. Because we know that the Torah was up in Shemayim for many generations before it came down here. And the angels didn't want it to come down here. They said the Torah belongs in heaven. And Moshe Rabbeinu had to argue with them. And he says, do you have a Yetzirah among you that you need the Torah? We need the Torah down here. 7a, Omek Apshari, Lo Shadam Hu Zeh Shezakuk L'Torah Yoter Mimlochim. It's not just that we need the Torah more than the angels. Because the angels don't have free choice. They don't have a Yetzahara. So we need it more than them. No, that is true. There's something much deeper going on here. Kizohi shlemuta. This is the wholeness of Torah. Gam shel Torah atzma shadam yishmerena v'yasuha. The point of Torah is that Torah should be kept. Torah isn't something just to be read or you know, held. Torah is supposed to be implemented. Torah is supposed to become part of our lives. When we make Torah, when we act on Torah, when we keep Torah, at that moment we are creating Torah. We're taking the potential of Torah, of the written word, and bringing it to life. It's not just Kaved Avicha V'Timecha, that you should honor your parents, but I'm actually going out and honoring them. I've breathed life into the mitzvah. It's as if I've created that mitzvah. The Or Gedaliah, Rav Gedaliah Shur, picks up on this idea, and he says in source number 9, in the arrow, Va'od Yesh Lomar, he talks about the learning of Torah becomes a whole different aspect because you infuse the Or, the light. But he says, Va'od Yesh Lomar, de kavana lasiyos ha-mitzvos mitoch hitchachos. And that's what I'm going to speak about, which I think is so important for us to really take upon ourselves something really practical today. For Refuah, Yeshua, Shmira for Klal Yisrael, Mamish Erev Shavuos. And that is that when you do the mitzvos, you have the ability to create hitchachos, renewal in the mitzvos. And the moment you create renewal, that is doing the mitzvos. That's creating the mitzvos. That's asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, kilo hayom nitnu, as if today they were given. V'mosim ha-mitzvos b'itchachos kazeh as ki'ilu osim et ha-mitzvah mechadash. It's as if you've done the mitzvah anew, brand new. V'zoi kavanat ha-medrash ki'ilu asitem otam, bracket in 9. Ha-mitzvot atzmam nasu mechudashot. Wow. The mitzvahs become new. It's not the same mitzvah as you may have done an hour ago. It's a new mitzvah. You create the mitzvah. When you infuse your life force into a mitzvah, it becomes a brand new mitzvah. as David HaMelech says about himself, Ani Tfila, Shitpalo B'Chachos Tmidim. He constantly daven with renewed and reinvigorated strength. V'kilu asata tefillah mechadash, as if he created a new tefillah each and every time. Let's develop this idea a little bit in a beautiful essay of Rav Uri Weissblum Shlita, Mashkiach im Nachlas Levi'im Haras Derech, and an essay called B'chol Yom Yu Beinecha Kechadashim, every day it should be as if it's new. And he says, here's the challenge. We Adam mitpalel asrot b'shanim. You can daven, taking tefillah, for example, for years. Ve'ino markish shum tabit tefillah, and you feel nothing, and you're davening. Why? V'pteishi pelel b'yalduto b'tor chava, because as a little kid, you were forced to daven. V'lorgish b'olam hargashat onev v'tzipuk, and as a little kid, trust me, there are a lot of words there, and it's long, and it's boring, and it's tedious. Im yinase pam l'targem nusach ha'tefillah, stop, he says. Take that same davening that we've been davening for years and pause. Look for a line every time you daven. It could be a line anywhere. It could be a line in the Kapitel Tehillim, so between Ashrei and Yishtabach, right? The Az Yashir section, it could be. It could be anything. And you stop for a second and you say, like, one of my favorite lines, which I've shared many times with you, is Hanoten Shelek Hatzomer Kefur Ka'efer Yifazer. Hashem gives the snow according to the wool, the coldness according to the ashes. Whatever situation Hashem puts us in, He gives us the wherewithal to be able to go through that situation. He gives us the people, the resources. Hanoten shele katsamer. He gives the snow like the wool. Wow, you go through a challenging situation personally, like we're going through nationally. Hanoten shele katsamer. Hashem is there holding us. It's so difficult. We can't even have words to express it. Stop. Appreciate it. Focus in on it. And that's what we have to do. Our job is to be able to take all that we know and be able to look at it, the Chos Lavavel says, from fresh eyes. Freshness, newness, right? And the Chos Lavavel says is about learning. You know, you open the B'chumash. A student just said this to me recently. With his smiles, Chumash is so boring. I know the stories already. I've learned all the stories. The Chumash Levavos is talking to her. You think you've learned the stories? You've learned the stories in third grade. You've learned the stories in 10th grade. When you learn the stories as you get older, you understand the complexity, the midrashim, the depth. They're ayin panim. There's 70 ways to every pasuk. Look at these parsha shirim that we've been learning together, b'chesed Hashem, for a decade and a half. Every phrase, every rashi, one for an entire shir. You can get bored? Like, whoa. Stop. I always feel that way when they lane. I'm like, whoa, slow down a little bit. There's so much here. You're up to the next pasuk already. I haven't even able to, like, hold on to my shir in that 3 seconds you said those words. There's so much here. Bottom paragraph in 10. V'targir otzmecha l'farsham ul'varam l'ifbonein b'malutam l'shonam u'mashe tovelet min ha'inyanim. Try to understand, to stop, to appreciate that you're able to understand Kadesha Tian, the bracket, the Aisha Taber Bahem, Lifne Lokecha, Yodem Mashim of Sevel Shorcham in Oilot, Umashim of Akesh Lakach Binyan. Like, actually, listen to what you're saying. Actually, focus on what you're saying. You know, they say about the Netziv of the Lashon, a day that he didn't cry, saying Ava Rabba, he wouldn't give Shir. He said, I can't come up with Chidushei Torah. He said, Ava Rabba, V'tein b'libeinu la'avinu la'skiu lishmo lumod olamin. Put in my hearts to be able to really have depth and understanding. He was thinking about what he was saying. He was living what he was saying. It was part of him. You know, we say so many things. Are we attached? Are we focused? And that's her question.
Maya nukuda b'shtek talim alalu gisha achlatit.
We have to begin. Yes, you have to go through the motions, but at the same time, you have to begin to create newness. And this is what the idea of the Sab of Kel spoke about in the bracket in 13. Take your knowledge of Hashem. Take your depth of understanding. Take your emunah from your decades of living in this world. And now approach learning. Now approach davening. Now approach any mitzvah from such a deeper place. From such a place of understanding, of depth. It's a different mitzvah. It's a brand new mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of connection. It's a mitzvah of emunah. 14, the double squiggly, like Geshel Dvarim Yiduim Ki Ilu Einam Yiduim. Take that which is known as the first time you've ever seen it. And that is how you're going to be successful. Imagine if somebody told you about a mitzvah, and you've never heard of this mitzvah, right? It was like brand new. You say, wow, this is incredible. I can't wait to do this. That's the passion. That's the enthusiasm. That's the tchachos that we need to have. We need to put chiyus, life force, to think about the bracha, shahakol niya bidvaro. Everything comes because Hashem wills it. He says it. Whoa, this isn't just a cup of water. This is emuna. This is life. This is being able to hold a tragedy in the palm of my hands, knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put every single person there. And he put them there. I'm going out on a limb saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway. In a place of to die with such kedusha v'tahara. I'll say personally here. We were listening live at 1 in the morning to Meron. And whatever Rebbe it was told us, our own Avram Yitzchak, I don't know. I don't know whichever Rebbe it was. Right before this tragedy happened. He was saying Hashem Hu Elokim and Hashem Melech and Mamish, you felt like it was Yom Kippur. And I was thinking to myself, and then very shortly afterwards he lit, and then this stampede happened, this tragedy happened. And you almost wonder, like, if every single person who was killed was saying this, it's like tshuva vidui before they died. It's like straight up to Shemayim. Hashem, like Mamish, not Dovin Avihu, taking them in ways we don't understand. Shakol Niyabidvaro, nothing is by accident. This idea of chiyus, this idea of life force, we can all do it. We get excited about things. Someone, you know, gives you a gift of a jewelry box, and it's wrapped beautifully. You know, a tiny little box, so you know that there's something really precious in it. You know, the smaller usually is the better, so to speak. And they hand it to you, and they say, we want to give you a gift. Wow, thank you. I can't wait to open it. Hashem gives us a gift called Melda'ane every morning. He gives us a gift called Birchos HaShachar. He gives us a gift called Torah and Mitzvot. We should have that same passion. It's a challenge, granted. Vasitem otam, vasitem atem. We can create that mitzvah. It's a new mitzvah. Hitchachos, renewal. Idea we've done many times. Another one of my favorite pieces. We're doing a lot of my favorite pieces today. Source 17, Rav Pinkus. Vararti in Chanukah in 17. Vararti b'nayich Sion or b'nayich Yovan. Pasuk in Zechariah speaks about the ninth chapter. And I will awaken my children Sion and my children Yovan. So Rav Pinkus develops this and he says, what is the difference between Sion and Yovan? The idea is the ararti, to awaken. Tzion and Yavar, if you take a look, first line in 17, you'll see that they're written exactly the same, except for the first letter. Tzadik, then Yud-Vav-Not. The tzadik is what makes it different. And he says, we have a pasuk in Chavakuk, Perek Beis. The tzadik, b'emunaso yichya, a tzadik lives by their emunah. You know the difference between a Tzion and a Yavan. He says you could have two people who are doing the exact same mitzvah. One is a Tzion and one is a Yavan. What's the difference? The Tzadik b'emunato yichyeh. One, the Tzadik, the letter Tzadik, the individual
who personifies tzaddik is Yichye, is Chios. They breathe life into it. Most of us walk around like holding balloons. How many of us breathe life into those balloons? Breathe helium into it and allow it to soar. And then we wonder. This is our challenge. He says, the difference between a Talmid Chacham and a computer also knows everything. It's Hitchachos. A computer is stuck in a square, can't go beyond what you program it. A person has the ability of thinking, of newness, of self. And that's why we have to be careful, as Rabbi Emanuel Bernstein points out in the Sefer on the Agadah 15, the principle of Olsek Mitzvah, Potem in Mitzvah, teaches that each mitzvah deserves its time, space, and attention. Whatever you're doing, you don't have to do another mitzvah at this moment. Perhaps the problem begins when we relate to mitzvahs as part of our schedules, as bakas to be checked off, rather than as an experience to educate and elevate ourselves. We may sometimes form mitzvahs as our tasks to be done and no more. Yet that itself can breed a self-fulfilling cycle. For what we get out of the mitzvahs depends on what we put into them. We cannot reasonably expect to form them by rote and then be inspired by them. And if you listen to the Ma'ariv, we say in Ma'ariv the following: with eternal love you have loved the house of Israel, you have taught us Torah and mitzvahs. And we hear how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And then, our response is, therefore, we will rejoice in the words of your Torah and your mitzvahs, for they are our life. When we're able to take in what we're saying, that Hashem loves us, our response is, Vavadchal tasir min olamim, we're going to love you back. In giving us the Torah, Hashem has presented us with the ultimate program for meaningful living. The rest is up to us. I'd like to share one more imagery on this first level of Asita Matam. It's a gewaltic imagery in Rabbi Kestenbaum. We've done his Sefer in Olam Amidos. This is Rabbi Kestenbaum's Sefer in Olam Havoda, which is an absolutely stunning Sefer about connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he gives the following mashal based on the Pasuk in Tehillim: Tamu ure'u ki tov Hashem. Literally, taste and see how good Hashem is, how wonderful things are. So this is the imagery he gives. He says, imagine you're in a fancy restaurant. You know, like the $200 plate restaurants, the ambiance, you know, the cup of water is $30. You know, you get that picture. And when you're in such a restaurant, you just don't gobble down the food. You eat it slowly. You take your time to devour each bite. You savor it. And you just sit and take in the ambiance. Tamu ura'u ki tov Hashem. That is our challenge with Torah and mitzvahs. Taste it. Don't just mumble benching. Taste it. Hazan et ha'olam kulo. Hashem takes care of everyone. Bechein, bechesed, uverachamim. Three different words. Grace, kindness, mercy. Allow it to penetrate. Stop. Focus. We become different people. And he brings the idea we've learned many times of the Chavetz Chaim in 20 in the bracket, where the Chavetz Chaim asks his Talmidim one Friday night, what happens if you, we know the man tasted like whatever you thought, what would happen if you didn't think of anything? Right? Blank. Tabula rasa. And the Chavetz Chaim said, if you didn't think of anything, it tasted like nothing. Something spiritual needs to have forethought. Hatam shalahem ach v'rak kifi koach ha-machshava shadam sam bahem libo. It's based on what you put your heart, rachmana liba bai. And that is our job. If you want to feel Torah and mitzvos, and you want to feel inspired, and vasitem at otam, you can create them. You can create a new mitzvah. How do you do this? Investment. Focus. Forethought. So, my friends, level number one for today. When it says Vasitem Otam, obviously you're doing them. What does it come to add? So, the first level, you're doing the mitzvos means you are creating Vasitem, Asiya, you're creating the mitzvah. On level number 1A, the Tasha Rebbe, it means Davar Shavashut. Eating, things that you're not commanded. You can create from something neutral a mitzvah. Second idea is that a mitzvah has tremendous potential. Are we investing in it? That it's not the same tefillah, it's not the same bracha, it's not the same ben adam l'chaveiro. I'm actually, as we spoke about last week, thinking before I do a favor for a friend, and I'm investing my mind into it, and I'm going to approach it in a whole different way. Hitchachos, as Rav Shor says in the Yorga Dayahu, it's renewal, it's changing the mitzvah. Wow. Then we have asitem atem, written chaser. It's as if you created yourself. Let's begin with the Berakos Mordechai on the second level, and he says, "Ela shehu be'amkos gilah lanu." There's another thing that we're being told here, and that is that there are two parts to a person. There's the chelak hagufani, there's the physical part, and then avala chelak acher on the arrow 22. It's a spiritual part of a person. This is Raku Atzmo. The physical part of me was granted to me, right? There's a certain genetic DNA makeup that, yes, certain things you can change, but basic. You know, color of your eyes, color of your hair, right? Certain body builds. This is genetic. Not much you can do about it. I know people change their color of their contact lenses, they dye their hair. I'm not impressed. What about the spiritual part of us? That is up to us, right? The famous idea of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Nasa Adam, let us make man. Hashem has kivyachol said to this clump of the clay, you and I will make you. I've given you the clump of clay. I've breathed into you. Now make something of yourself. That's our mantra. Nasa Adam. Mikan 23 continues, Rav Ezrachi in Birkas Mordechai. Shadam sarich lasod et atzma. We have to make ourselves. Zoya matara. This is the goal. L'matara zo tzricha liyo mechuvenet hashifa. That's where we have to aim for. And that's the Amelim Batorah, he says at the end of 23. The Amelos Batorah is the totality of our vision has to be that in everything that I do is halacha. Hashem is walking with me and everything I do has to be apidas Torah. What does Torah, what is Ritzon Hashem want for me at every moment? If I live at that pitch, I'm able to direct my life to what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. And that's Notes of Das Torah, Rabbi Yerucham Levitz, Levi in 24. Ki a Torah oseh t'adam. That's the goal of Torah. Torah is here to make a person. It's not just that a person knows a lot of Torah. It means that Torah transforms a person, that a person acts in a Torah-dic way, and that Sarich litcholel im reshit chilat Torato shel Adam. You have to be able to learn Torah with a mindset. Ki totzi pulot etzem etziuta yamasim tovim. That I'm a different person because I've learned. That's the goal of Torah. The goal of Torah. It's not just a melos b'Torah to, you know, work hard in learning Torah. It's more than that. It's about complete dedication that whatever I do, I'm checking in to the four sections of the Shulchan Aruch. I'm checking in and asking myself, what does Hashem want for me from now? And when I'm continuously working on myself, I'm building myself. And with this, notes Rav Reis in Mirosh Sirim, 25. You know where you see this so clearly? Are the mitzvos that are connected with speech. Right? We speak all the time. We don't even think half the time that we speak. And the Torah then comes along and says, whoa, hold on a second. Levaker et varav, to be able to have bikur, to be able to analyze what you say. Emotzi min ha-peh davar sheker. Don't speak falsehood. Don't speak lashon hara. Don't curse. Don't flatter a person. Don't hurt a person's feeling. Kol dibur v'chol milah hinam chashuvim l'medim v'chayavim lavor tachat shepet ha-bikoret. Before you speak, ask yourself: is this appropriate to say? What will I gain by saying this? Will it make me just that it will make me feel good? But at whose expense? I'm bragging? So for what? And to really analyze and ask yourself, Harei lecha risun atzmi b'daga she'en l'nso ken yugbata el b'marvrech en ha-mitzvot. That's what Torah mitzvot do. They make us a more sensitive person. They make us be able to really have self-control. And you know what, my friends, he says, it's not just in speech, it's also in thought, as we've been speaking in the last few weeks. Lo sachmot, v'lo satur achrei levavchem achrei nechem. Don't desire, don't go after your heart and your eyes. These are all things that the Torah demands of us, expects of us, because Torah is here, vasitem atem, to make you, to form you, to take that lump of clay, na'aseh atam. And he notes in 26 and 27 that Torah never changes, and Torah is consistent with all the things that go on over time. And he speaks about Rabbi Rice in 26 and 27, when you take a look at the changes that have gone on in humanity, in the world, in society, it's an incredible amount of changes. But you know what? That doesn't change the constant that the Torah is here to teach us how to behave. He says, for example, in the past, a person would have to get into their foot, they have to walk, or they get into their car, or first their donkey and then their car, in order to get, you know, to fulfill desires that they have. Today, it's at the push of a button. Things are the desires, the temptations are perhaps even worse than ever before. And Torah has to remain strong. It doesn't matter if you get this over here or over there. We have to remain strong with what Torah is about. And that's why, listen to this in the bracket in 28. This almost has to reverberate in our heads. Mitzvot ha-Torah einam priyat mas l'Elokim. Keeping Torah is not like some type of tax for God. Okay, I want to live in this world. This is a tax that I have to pay. Okay, I have to daven. I have to say a bracha. Okay, I've done the tax. Now I can enjoy myself. No! Ha-mitzvot mishaprot u-mitzarfot et ha-dam. Mitzvot are for us. They're to make us better people. U-l-shem kach dushim imunim rabim ha-memushachim. And that's why we have to practice a lot. Rakatirgul va-imun ha-matmid hu-asui lishvor kinyanav ruchanim shel ha-dam. And that's why, even though we have to have Yitzchak's renewal at the same time, and it's a dialectic, we have to continuously keep on doing mitzvahs, because you have to practice. Just like in the army, you got to get up and do those 100 push-ups over and over again. And it builds you, and it builds strength. Every time I give stukka, it builds me, it gives strength. You know, you get bombarded by all these requests. So don't give $100 each time. Give $5 each time. Give $1 each time. It builds giving. It builds concern. It breaks out of that apathy and that I can't care about a fellow Jew. Whatever story it is. You know, someone recently said to me, during Corona, so I don't know, recently was a few months ago, they said, like, you know, these people died. It's terrible. They left all these kids. You know, if they only had health insurance or life insurance, then, you know, we wouldn't need to be raising money for them. And I looked at this person and I said, on a technical level, people can't even afford to put food on the table. To put away money for life insurance is like, whoa. But then I said to her, it's not about whether they had life insurance or not. It's about reality is that there is 10 kids that need food to be put on the table and clothes to wear. Either you're going to open your heart, or you're just going to put yourself behind this protective wall saying, well, it's not my fault. I have life insurance. Like, I can't deal with them. That's not us as Jews. Vasitem atam, vasitem otam. They're right now trying to raise $1 million, vad harabanim, for these families of these kedoshim who just died in Meron, to give a little bit, whatever it is, whatever we can afford. Open our hearts. That's how you become. So you'll say to me, but yesterday was and the day before was, and I say to you, every time it opens us up, it builds us. It makes us caring people. It makes us givers. It makes us sensitive people. That's what mitzvos are about. That's what tzedakah is about. That's what chesed is about. That's what we have to understand. And that's the idea in 29. Ha-chaser shel avav b'mila atem nidrash b'fi chazal l'lmod, or otam, the missing of the vav. You can read it as atem. This is the basis of the limud. Ki asiyas v'kiyum ha-mitzvos movilim la-asiyas ha-adam. It creates you. And this is echoed, the phrase, in the Da'at, in 29, by Avraham Avinu. Et ha-nefesh asher asu b'charan. The souls that they made, the asitim, hagerim she'Avram hara lahem et derech ha'emet. Avraham Avinu taught these people the way of truth. Kivyachol nasu v'notru bidei Avram. It's as if Avraham Avinu kivyachol formed them. And ulam lo pachot chashuva asiyato shel adam et atzmo. We have to form ourselves. We have to become better. This is the point of Torah and mitzvot. And my friend, it's like, you know, a paradigm shift here. If I look at Torah and mitzvot, right? Shavuos is coming, we get the Torah. Yeah, I know, Torah is so demanding. It's so, you know, encompassing my entire life. Like, I can't breathe. It's just like, wherever I go, there's another mitzvah. Then you feel it as a burden. However, if we change this, and we look at it and we reframe it as, wow, opportunities to be able to connect, opportunities to be able to give, opportunities to move beyond the physical into the spiritual. Wow, mitzvos are the most amazing thing. They're transformative. I wouldn't be able to do this on my own. This idea that we wouldn't be able to do this on our own is what I want to pick up for a number of moments, and I really want to speak like heart to heart, body to body here right now, and talk about something which is obvious, but sometimes, or at the same time, that which is obvious sometimes needs to be, again, looked at from a different perspective, going back to that Chovos Levavos, a little bit more truly, be able to understand this and be able to implement this. I'd like to do a number of sections from Rabbi Naftali Horowitz's Sefer Yes, which we've mentioned a few months ago, which is a fantastic English version of basic Jewish philosophy from the Piaznetza Rebbe, Rav Dessler, Hasidic ideas, Litvish ideas, Musar ideas, very well written, in a contemporary style, contemporary examples of really speaking about how we can become you, the best you we can be. I think the book is called You, not Yes. I think that was a mistake I made, so let's change that. Source 30. At birth, you were assigned a body and a neshama, soul, two polar opposite entities to serve as your trusted partners on your 120 journey in this world. Despite their disparate and often conflicting interests, each play an integral role in our success. Let's look at each one for a moment. Soul. Our neshama comes from places even higher than that of the angels. As a Tanya, after describing the nefesh of Bahamis, her animal soul, says, the second uniquely Jewish soul is truly an emanation of God above. As it is written, he blew into his nostrils a soul of life. And we say in our davening, you blew that soul into me. And it's written in the Zohar, he who blows, blows from within. That is, from his inside and his innermost being. It's even a deeper place than from the angels. That's where our soul comes from, the highest of the high, each and every one of us. Our body, our physical body, animated by the life force that is called the Nefesh HaBahamis, animal soul, is comprised of the four earthly elements, fire, wind, water, and earth. Reb Chaim Vital and Shari Kedusha note that our traits, both positive and negative, are rooted in the four elements. Fire is a source of anger, arrogance, and hatred. In the bracket in 30, wind is a source of idle chatter and forbidden speech. Water is a source of desire for pleasure. Earth is a source of laziness and sadness. Each of these elements also has a positive flip side. It includes humility, silence, positive speech, disdain for indulgence, and happiness. The Tanya teaches that the Nefesh Bahamis is therefore a mixture of both good and bad. By refining it, we can distill the pure good. As powerful as our physical nature seems to be, our human body is physically tenuous and temperamental. Now, Hashem put these together, the combination, 32. The Dillim, it says, Achur Vakedem Sratani, 139.5. Last and first you form me. Human beings are the bookends of creation. Why? Because we consist of both the loftiest and most mundane elements of creation, a soul that is loftier than the angels, and a physical component that is weaker than an animal. Not only are we the bookends, but we're also all the books in between them, because we encompass all the creation, are connected to all creation, and are therefore able to impact all creation, right? We know that all the animals in this world are found within us. You've probably met people who look like bears, lions, caterpillars, turtles, and other forms of animals. 33. Humans are capable of the greatest feat in Torah, medicine, philosophy, and other worthwhile endeavors. Conversely, an unrefined body fueled by a sick and perverted mind is capable of causing more destruction and harm than even the worst of the so-called acts of nature, again, as we spoke about last week. And now, we're in the battle. The Tanya describes this partnership. This is great. This is what we need to think about. As an ongoing battle between two armies fighting to conquer the same city, you. Their weapons are our thoughts, feelings, and impulses, all those things that baffle us. How do we identify which side is speaking to us? We feel hungry, so we eat. That's the body. We feel disconnected. We stick up to hell. That's the soul. Here are some examples. The body tells us to stay in bed. The soul inspires us to get up and make something of ourselves. The body yearns for worldly things, and the soul desires eternal pursuits. The body fears rejection and loss, while the soul knows there's nothing to fear other than the Creator. The soul is focused on the future, while the body enjoys the here and now. In any situation in life, we have to ask ourselves, who is speaking right now? Is it my body or is it my soul? What is driving me right now, my body or my soul? You know, based on last week's shiur, that everything comes from Hashem and that whatever happens comes from Hashem. I mamish had this week on Thursday, nothing major. I had gone a week ago to the medical office to send in a form to get reimbursed for going to a doctor. And that was on a Wednesday. And my gut feeling, because I've worked with this before, said it didn't go through. So I went again on Sunday, and she said, you're right, it didn't go through. I'll send it. It'll be ready by Thursday. Thursday, I come to the office, and they said, no, never was sent. And I'm like, never was sent? It was sent twice. What do you mean never sent? And it was sent from here. I didn't even send it. It was sent from your computer. No, it was never sent. And I lost it. And I'm like, what do you want from me? You know, like, how many times do I have to come and follow up on something which should be so basic? And as I'm losing it, or escalating, like, I wasn't a happy camper, because I don't really have that extra few hundred shekels to put out. Maybe get reimbursed, may not. I then stopped myself and I said, it's not about them. They're just emissaries. They're just the secretaries. There's a larger picture here. And then you suddenly have this battle. Your soul says God wants you to be frustrated right now, and He also wants you to work on your temper. My body says, I don't care about working on myself right now. I'm upset. I hate when things aren't efficient. That's something that really gets to me. I'm very into efficiency. This is not efficient. And then we have a war. And the war's happening inside of us, in our mind. Soul says, this is all good. Body says, this is not good. Soul says, relax. Body says, yell at them. Soul says, it's not going to do anything. It's not them. If we're able to stop ourselves, it's almost like the freeze mode on the camera. Stop. And step outside of yourself and say, okay, you've now seen this picture going on. You freeze it. Now, what would you tell the person there to do? Right? You're outside and you see the scenario. How would you tell them to behave? What would you tell them? Okay, now that you've gotten that clarity, now press play and you are the person who is now going to implement what you realize is the right thing to do. Vasitem otam. Torah and mitzvot give us directives. They tell us how to talk to people. They tell us how to get frustrated, when to get angry, what's appropriate to get angry about, what's not appropriate to get angry about. And it's a challenge. And it's a challenge because the challenge the Chavos of Avos tells us in 35 is that the body begins with the upper hand because it has three advantages. One, the intellect, an aspect of the soul, makes its appearance later in a person's life. And, you know, from moment go, it's about self-gratification. So it has flexed a lot more muscles before that intellect has ever come on the picture. Two, the soul's a stranger in a strange land, resides here without a friend in the world. It's at a great disadvantage. The body, on the other hand, is created from the same four elements of all the creation. It feels right at home. And the food that we eat just brings further pleasure to this. And we're surrounded by a hedonistic society. So everything around us is about getting your own personal pleasure. So boy, you know, the body feels literally right at home. And 36, we need our bodies in order to exist. And the body has continual needs day and night. In contrast, the soul is called upon only during those times of the day when we're learning, davening, performing mitzvahs. Oh my gosh, there's no hope. So how can we even expect that the body can be vanquished by the soul? There's no hope, however. And that's in the Kugosai Telechu, Vemitzvosav Tishvaro Vasitim Otam. 37. Chavos Levavos explains that in order to bring a person into balance, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Holy Torah, an unstoppable force that emanates from the same lofty places as the soul. When a person embraces the Torah, when he studies and practices it, the competing forces within him are brought into a state of equilibrium. The Torah teaches us right from wrong, and which pleasures are good for us and which are not. The Torah nourishes and strengthens the soul to the point where it can subdue the body, and ultimately teach it what it knows, that the greatest pleasure in life is fulfilling our destiny and purpose. Most of all, the Torah empowers us to discern what is actually transpiring inside of us. It helps us to recognize in the bold which force the soul or the body is speaking to us at any given time. The Torah thereby turns inner confusion and murkiness into a more recognizable black and white set of choices. Now, he mentions here in 38 that you may say, well, women don't study Torah, so how do they achieve equilibrium? And he brings here the Maharal, very famous Maharal, that men need, have a chiyuv in learning Torah because they have a much higher turmoil, a much higher energy level, more aggressive, and they need to be able to use Torah study to calm them down, which women don't have. So men have the study of Torah to help them with this tranquility. But we're not just talking about study of Torah. We're talking about living Torah. And the living Torah, I mean, a woman also is obligated to study in the Arrow 38, right? Musar and halachos known to her, and bitachon, and keeping mitzvot, v'chule. But it's talking about living the Torah mindset. And that is obligated on the man as well as the woman. 39, body and soul are totally unlike each other. One completely different things in life and are often at war with each other because the body starts out with enormous advantages. The soul would be crushed without the strength provided by the Torah. And that's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. Vasitem otam, vasitem atem. You have the ability to win this war. Don't throw in the towel. Not only do you have the ability to win the war, you have the ability to transform the body as well. Oh, Moshe Rav Shiner Minute 40. Kedoshim Tiyu. Ha'inyan hi latim kol ma'asavi ma'nefesh ad shenasa ha'guf kadosh b'kedushas ha'nefesh. The Kedoshim Tiyu kaya la'guf. The power of Torah is such that not only does it work in that inner turmoil within me, get angry, don't get angry, it works to be able to actually take my physical body and elevate it, to actually take that body and turn it into a form of Kedusha, into holiness. That something Gashmi, something physical, can become Ruchani. And hence this explains the Kapitul Tilim, Sologoso, Friday night, Samalacha nafshi, kamalacha besari, that my soul yearns for you and my body pines for you. So I get my soul yearns for God, but my body, yes. Shagam leguf yeshi shakut l'Hashem. We can turn our body into desiring Hashem. Haguf achen ishtana yidei esek haTorah shagam haguf mishtopek l'ruchnios. That's the goal. complete transformation, that my body isn't going to want to have this extra food. My body isn't going to want to have this extra pleasure. My body is going to want just what I need in order to be served Hashem. I have the ability to mamish take that which is in me and change it. And that's really the Shlach Kodosh. At 41, the name Adam, it's either from Adama, ground, or Adama El Elyon. I'm likened to God. Our job is to turn the Adama into Adama, the ground into likened to God. Our final idea for today, the Ale Shur of Wolbe, 43-45. He speaks about the Ramban. The way Hashem created the world was with potential, and then from that potential, everything developed. And not only did it develop just for the 6 days, each day had in it the potential for 1,000 years. And really what's going on in life is a development of that potential. And he says, really, that's what our lives are about. What is a nisayon about? What is a challenge about? It's taking the potential that we have in us and being able to bring it to the fore. And that's that's really a combination of these two ideas. Let's take a look in the end of 45. V'kach amru chazal al ha-pasuk, im b'chukos hayti lecho v'misosav tishmar v'asitim otam. And he quotes our medrash. And he says in the bracket, Hashomer Torah l'maisa nechshav lo kilu yatsara t'mitzvot atzmam. When you turn a mitzvah into practice, you don't just, it's not just bekoach, oh, it's a nice thing to give tzedakah, but no, I actually write out that check, or in our day and age, just press the buttons. Whatever it is, I press send. When I'm actually giving, I create the mitzvah itself. That mitzvah was a mitzvah in potential, and I actualized it. Torah in the heavens doesn't do much good. It has to be down here, and we have to activate it. We have opportunities all around us to activate this Torah mitzvahs. And that's the tachos, that's the renewal, that's the passion, that's the excitement, that's the understanding that every opportunity is newness, is renewal, is making the mitzvah. Kikachu, kiyama mitzvot bepol b'shleimus dereshet amida b'nisyonos rabim. And it takes a tremendous amount of nisyonos, of challenges, to be able to do a mitzvah properly. V'kavanai rabah. And you have to have kavana, the intention. You have to blow into it. V'dikduk akol prat. You want to do it correctly and happily. Atche kiyama mitzvah yitzira shleimus shel ha'adam. Ulumata ha'mitzvah ha'ktuvah b'shulchan aruch yadayim v'koach. Where it's written down in the Shulchan Aruch, that's potential. But we have the ability to do it with the finest detail. And the finest way, it's creating the reality. And now, v'odzot, ki adam ha-mekayim ha-mitzvah. And now you, who've done that mitzvah, you who've invested, you who've been sensitive to what the mitzvah is about, nechshav lo kilu asat atzvo mechadash, you become new. Till then, you were an Adam Makoach. You were potential. Now you have actualized that potential. You have been able to grow in ways that you yourself weren't even aware of. Your sensitivity, your kindness, your giving, your focus, your connection is totally different. And that's why it's really not two disparate ideas in the Medrash. It's one which leads to the other. And it's about our mindset, our Weltanschauung of what Torah is about. It's about being able, practically, to walk out and realize that I have opportunities, whether it's in the reshut, in the eating, in any mitzvah I have, just stop and say that Asher Yetzer, look at a phrase, find a phrase in davening, even if it starts with one phrase, and just sing that, and contemplate that, and connect with that. You've created that mitzvah. And when you create that mitzvah, when you're focused and you're invested, no, it's not just the mitzvah you've created. You've created yourself. You've changed yourself. The mitzvah and you exist so many dimensions in the potential, in the bekoach. And our job, v'asitem otam, is to actually create that asiyah, to create that doing, that we move from the potential into the actual. We should have the schus to be able to take these ideas, implement these ideas, that should be for Yeshua's and refuah's for Klal Yisrael.